This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Thanks for joining me. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. Has anyone ever said to you, I don't like your attitude? Well, it can be a very confronting situation. Someone is head on with you, doesn't like what you said or did, probably doesn't like you, and they kind of think you've got a certain attitude. Well, in a dictionary, I read that attitude is defined like this: a way of looking at life, a way of thinking, feeling, or behaving. So therefore, an attitude is not just the way we think, but the way we think and feel and do, something we may not always consciously think of. It's part of our day-to-day life. It was Winston Churchill who once said, attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. And I think he was correct. You meet some people who make you feel like, I don't particularly want to be with that person. And my guess is it's because of a bad or negative attitude that's coming from that other person, because our attitudes really always reflect what we do. Let me go on and tell you a bit more about it. A bad attitude can be caused by lots of things, like the past experiences of life or the events, and low self-esteem can trigger that. Stress, fear, resentment, anger, and this unwillingness to change. And I guess that you know people like that. So I think it's attitude, it's not aptitude, that determines your attitude in life. Nothing to do with your ability or your educational achievements. Someone has said that it's hard to be a smart cookie with a crummy attitude. A cloudy day is no match for a sunny disposition. You might have heard some of these sayings. I was impressed to read, for example, about Nelson Mandela in his autobiography, this great man who was imprisoned for 27 years of his life. And yet that didn't stop his attitude. He said, I thought continually of the day when I would walk free. I fantasized about what I would like to do. And that was very helpful. In the small aeroplanes, I understand that in the cockpit of these planes is the altitude indicator, a very important piece of equipment that tells the pilot where the plane is in relation to the horizon. And it determines the performance of this plane and, I assume, the safety. So who or what checks your attitude? Do you care very much about your own attitude, how it affects other people's? Well, today and tomorrow, I want to just take this a little bit further because, as I said, there are things like negative attitude. I call this a backward attitude. I mean by that that some people just can't seem to leave the past. Do you know people like that? They're always focusing on what used to be, the way things were, or people talk about the good old days. Now, let's clarify, it's fine to look back and to be fondly remembering your past, but the problem is that many of us have is to be consumed by the past, and that's not really helpful. It can be something that sort of locks us into the past. It's far better, I think, to have good memories of the past, but not to be locked away. But one of the problems there is we rarely see things as they really were. You know, when you're driving in a car, you look in the mirror and there's the sign or warning, objects are closer than they appear. Well, when you're looking in your rear view mirror of life, you've got this backward attitude, and it should carry a warning. And the warning is this: the past was not as good as it appears. Let me tell you about the Old Testament, this extraordinary story in Exodus, where Moses led the Israelites out of slavery from Egypt. If you know this story, do you remember what was going on when things got a little bit hard in the wilderness? The Israelites started grumbling. They were really upset, complaining. Why did we leave Egypt? Things weren't so bad in Egypt, they said. Oh, I wish we could go back to Egypt. Now, were they serious? They'd been slaves there, and in Exodus 1, you can read of the horrific conditions, the work conditions. They were slaves, and here they were, whinging, complaining about wanting to go back. The Egyptians made them their slaves. They were forced to build some of the cities for the king. You know, it was a dreadful life. But the Israelites wanted to go back. I really think, you know, they had it wrong in their backward look. So your past may have been terrible, it might have been good. Either way, it's still in the past. Yesterday ended last night. Don't live in the past. Heavenly Father, you have encouraged us to talk to you anytime, and that's what we're doing right now. Help us to deal with life's difficulties in a clear way, but particularly, Lord, our attitude. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.